Spirit Square will have healing fires and resources for unhoused people and those facing addictions in Quesnel on March 12. Nezko First Nation has had the goal of bringing healing fires to Quesnel for years, and Chief Leah Stump is excited to have it happen. "It'll be a place to gather," she said. "To gather resources, but also to talk. To myself, to whoever else is there, and just to build those friendships and relationships." Nezko has supported community members, nurses, and a wellness worker to offer unhoused people in Quesnel by snacks and resources, but the healing fires will be an opportunity to step that up and offer more resources and accessibility to help people. Nezko is doing wonderful things to heal their community members through cultural practices, and so we're bringing that cultural practice of healing to the downtown core of Quesnel, said Nezko Finance Officer Sarah Fitchett. "We want to do more for these marginalized community members. We want to offer them more services, more resources, so that we can provide an additional layer of healing." Recently, Nezko attended a healing fire in Prince George after being invited by the Carrier Sakani Chiefs to attend. Stump said the event was heartfelt and she was glad to see people being able to have a meal and connect with a variety of resources. Through various community events and supports, Nezko has been supporting members. Through community building, cultural practices, ensuring resources are available and accessible, and so much more, the nation has been able to truly support people with mental health challenges and addictions, Fitchett said. "We're really looking to build relationships in the downtown community business associations," Fitchett said. "The hope is that the fires will be held monthly and that different businesses around downtown Quesnel will want to sponsor fires or support the healing events in any way they can." Both Stump and Fitchett emphasized that building those connections and collaborating with the businesses will help the healing fires be successful. The healing fires will have drumming and prayers from elders before moving into speeches from Stump and Nezko Council. Then things will be open for people to connect with those offering resources in the community. There will then be a lunch for those who attend, provided by West Fraser. The event will begin at 11 a.m. March 12 at Spirit Square.